Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we are small with light, mostly onshore winds, not really too much going on. The winds are being a little variable out there, so you might get little shots of offshore making it a little cleaner, but it's not really big enough to be rideable. Similar conditions on Tuesday, staying small with gentle southerly morning winds, and those are going to be building a little for the afternoon. Now looking ahead on Wednesday, we have a front passing through and it looks like it's going to be mostly offshore winds, but with these fronts, sometimes it can be a little wonky and switch to the north on us. So I'm keeping an eye on that. It's either way, if it's going to be offshore, we're not going to have much for surf. If it goes to the north, we're going to have kind of chunky wind swell for the day. It's going to kind of depend on your spot too, because like these things, they can move north and south a little bit. So that might be offshore winds for North Florida and more northerly winds for Central and Southern Florida. So keep an eye on the latest from the wave model and the wind models on that one. Now after that, winds are going to turn north to northeast in the high teens for Thursday. It's going to kick up some more chunky wind swell, and the winds are going to stay kind of onshore and give us more of that chunky wind swell surf for Friday. So if the models hold true and this area of high pressure keeps tracking the way it is, we should be on the bottom end of it and get a nice long wind field onto the Atlantic. Now that means that we could see some 9 to 10 second surf for this weekend, and pretty good size as well. Currently, the models are kind of in disagreement on whether or not we're going to be having onshore winds and how strong those winds are going to be. Looks like the GFS and the Icon are saying a little less, especially on Sunday, so we may have cleaner conditions and some decent sized swell. The Euro, though, it's calling for continued onshore winds. So as I get a little closer this weekend and the models get a little more agreement, I can give you a better idea of what that's going to do. So anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday to give you guys an update and see if any of this changes. And until then, be sure to check the cams. It's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.